Okay, hello everyone. I'd like to get started. I'm about to admonish people who don't stick to time, so I'm going to try to lead by example by starting on time. So welcome to this two-day symposium at the Collège de France. And thank you to the speakers for coming here. Some came from quite a way for 2 days, so to them in particular. For those of you who aren't familiar with this institution, it's a bit of a singular one. So it was founded about 5 centuries ago now, basically to provide education to individuals and to society. It's a public institution, and so in particular for this symposium, anybody who's interested could potentially come in and attend. It also means, sort of consistent with the spirit of the mission of this institution, that unless you've specifically opted out as speakers, then your talks are going to be videotaped and made available online to people who aren't able to attend in person. So just by way of background, I've been here for a year as part of an annual chair that's funded by a foundation, the Bettencourt Schuller Foundation. And that involved giving some public talks and then having the opportunity to organize a symposium such as this one. And so in trying to think about what to organize, I was just reflecting on the fact that evolutionary genetics currently isn't represented at the Collège de France, and so I wanted to sort of highlight the diversity of topics that fall under that general rubric. And so diversity of topics in terms of organisms, most obviously, so invertebrates, vertebrates, plants, and so forth, all of which are hopefully represented in this program. Also diversity of approaches, importantly, so experimental work done in the lab, done in the field, statistical analyses, but also mathematical modeling, all of which are also represented in these 2 days. And then finally, diversity of scales. So we're going to start the 2 days with the very processes that generate the genetic diversity and the heritable differences among us, so processes of mutation. And then we're going to end the 2 days with this other end of the scale of what maintains biodiversity in the face of considerable gene flow. And so in bringing these two things, these different things together, obviously my main goal was just to sort of highlight the wealth of topics, but also to underscore the fact that these different aspects of the field have to talk together and do talk together, and that some of the interesting questions I think that come up from trying to synthesize all these different approaches and organisms and so forth. And then last but not least, I just had the opportunity to invite some of my favorite scientists to come and talk about topics that are open in the field. So thank you for playing along, and we'll see what comes up. Thanks to the foundation, the Bettencourt Schuller Foundation, for funding this symposium, and obviously to the Collège de France for hosting us in this beautiful place. So just a practical note, today we run from 9 to 5:30, yeah. Tomorrow from 9 to 5, and there are going to be coffee breaks and lunch breaks. Because I wanted all this diversity of topics, there are 10 talks per day. So speakers, please don't run over so that this becomes sort of more of a fun discussion and less of an endurance test. And to that end, I've appointed specific people as enforcers for the conference. And so I will first introduce Michel Georges, and then Guy Sella will be the enforcer for the morning session. So without further ado.